This is WLVR. It's time to Take Five with Grover Silcox. Grover is an award-winning television host, feature reporter, writer, and comedian. Each week, he'll offer his insights and observations on life. Today,
these are the heroes of 9/11. 9/11 taught us a powerful lesson about ourselves, that essentially we're a heroic species. We care about each other. It showed that there's tremendous good even in a world crumbling around us. In her book, A Paradise Built in Hell, author Rebecca Solnit weaves together stories of horrific disasters from the early 20th century through to 9/11 and Hurricane Katrina. She tells the stories of people who prove themselves amazingly selfless in the face of overwhelming calamity. Everyday people who don't trample over each other in a terrified scramble to save themselves at the expense of others. Take, for example, emergency services policeman Mark DeMarco, who was at Ground Zero on that day. Asked who the real heroes were, he replied, "The people who were in the towers, who actually initiated the rescue before the police or fire department got there. They initiated it. They started it. They were helping each other. To me, they were the heroes." These are the heroes of 9/11. Officer DeMarco and his fellow first responders, police officers, firefighters, emergency aid workers. Many went in repeatedly to rescue people. 412 died in that effort. And many still suffer from the dust and debris they inhaled, as do many of the cleanup and remediation crew members who worked at Ground Zero in the immediate aftermath. And we'll never know all the acts of courage performed by the other 1,565 people who worked or were otherwise visiting the trade towers and died on that fateful day. These are the heroes of 9/11. Maria Georgiana Lopez, blind and nearly 60 years old, owned a newsstand near the towers. She felt distress all around her. What was happening? When two women who didn't even know each other came over, took her by the hand, and led her to safety. Usman Furman, a young immigrant from Pakistan, fell as he was running from an enormous cloud of glass and debris when an ascetic Jewish man stopped, pulled him up, and said, "Let's get the hell out of here." He saved his life. These are the heroes of 9/11. A flotilla of boats came to help, crafts of all kinds, from rescue boats, private boats, and ferries. They came to carry people to safety who were caught between the towers and the water. We remember the passengers who tried to wrestle control of United Flight 93 from the hijackers before it crashed in western Pennsylvania. We remember those who rushed to aid the wounded at the Pentagon after it was hit by American Airlines Flight 77. In the days that followed the attack, people came as close to Ground Zero as possible to offer water and food to the work crews. People from across the country came to pitch in as experts or helping hands. Impromptu food kitchens and aid stations cropped up near Ground Zero. These are the heroes of 9/11. When the anthropologist Margaret Mead was asked when civilization began, she pointed to a 15,000-year-old human thigh bone with a healed fracture, which had been unearthed at an archaeological site. She explained that it was evidence that others cared for the person long enough for the femur to heal. It defied the notion that humans inherently default to survival of the fittest. Yes, we are born to follow the better angels of our nature. Just ask the heroes of 9/11.
Lehigh Valley Public Media's Grover Silcox. Grover is the host of WLVT's Counterculture on PBS 39. He's an award-winning TV host, feature reporter, writer, and comedian. Find out more by visiting wlvr.org/take5. This is WLVR.